The Morning Crew Showbiz Goss with Peter Ford.
For Prestige Jayco, take a virtual tour of the range at prestigejayco.com.au.
Morning, Pete. Well, Ellen DeGeneres has issued an apology on her new show, Season 18. What's the public saying about this?
Well, it's divided. So what happened overnight, our time, she returned on air for a new season of her daytime talk show, and she opened up the show by addressing the months of scandal and accusations, etc. I was a bit surprised by it for a couple of reasons. Number one, I thought she might have gone to the other extreme of, you know, crying and sobbing uncontrollably and gone down that path. She actually went the other way, and I felt, and other people seemed to feel, she was a bit too flippant about it and making quite a lot of jokes, bearing in mind that some of the accusations that have been made are about sexual assault and sexual harassment in the workplace. So I don't know that it was a wise move for her to go down the path of doing gags. And these are dozens of people, you've got to remember. It's not just one or two random people who may be in it for publicity or something. These are dozens and dozens of people. But, you know, they will say haters are going to hate. I guess the proof will be in the pudding as the waitings are, you know, as we wait and see in the next few weeks whether the ratings have dropped or not for his show. But generally speaking, looking at it, trying to be objective, I think most people don't think she succeeded in what she wanted to do, and that is to basically rein it in and convince people that she is the nice person that she's always wanted us to believe she is.
Yeah, that's right. Now, good news, though, from the Emmys last night, massive night for the comedy series Schitt's Creek.
Oh, they did incredibly well. And Dan Levy, of course, his father is Eugene Levy, and they're the two stars of it. But Dan Levy, it's also his baby. He created the show. He writes it. He has directed many episodes of it, picked up all of those awards, and did incredibly well. I mean, they're even talking about now making a movie of it.
Oh,
that's
really?
How big it is. And I think a lot of people, myself included, have only just recently discovered it. And it's been around for several years.
Yeah,
and I think with the lockdown particularly, people are just been desperately going through Netflix saying, what have I not ever seen? And they're discovering this show. So they had a massive success at the Emmy Awards, although the Emmy Awards themselves weren't particularly successful. Their ratings were down 12% on last year,
right,
and down another, and the year before that they were down again. So award shows are very much on the nose. I felt it was actually quite a good show, given the constraints they had and, you know, all the restrictions, and they couldn't have too many people there, etc. I felt they did quite a good job.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. And lastly today, Mariah Carey's autobiography comes out this week, but do you reckon she'll mention James Packer?
Well, she'll have to mention him, but what she's going to say is going to be really interesting, because obviously it's a recent part of her history, and it was a very high-profile part, particularly for us here in Australia. But when they did split up, she got a payout of, we believe, between $8 and $13 million, including keeping the engagement ring, which is worth about $2 million. She still wears it around, actually, which is really a bit odd. I'm not sure that's good etiquette to do that. But, so I'm sure that when that money was handed over, whatever amount it was, it would have come with a what we call NDA, non-disclosure agreement, that you don't talk about James Packer, you don't say anything disparaging about James Packer. So I'm sure she will address it, and I suspect she'll probably say lovely things about him, in which case he won't be angry and go after her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think, if people are expecting her to dish the dirt, I think you're going to be disappointed.